So our title tonight, a God that pardons. A God that pardons. I'm going to sing this song he's given me. He's still passing by. He's still passing by. He's still extending mercy today. The blood that was shed on Calvary's tree still washes our sins away. When Jesus passed by, the dead would arise. Some that were blind, he opened their eyes. The lepers was cleansed. The dumb made to talk. The lame and the cripple would rise up and walk.
Yes.
And he's still passing by. He's still passing by. He still extends mercy today. The blood that was shed on Calvary's tree still washes our sins all away. Jesus passed by a woman one day with the issue of blood, the Bible does say. She spent all she had, the story is told. But when she touched his garment, she was made whole. And he's still passing by. He's still passing by. He's still extending mercy today. The blood that was shed on Calvary's tree still washes our sins away. One night on my knees at an altar of prayer, Jesus passed by and he rescued me there. I called out his name when he was nigh, while he was nigh. What a wonderful change when Jesus passed by.
Yeah.
And he's still passing by. He's still passing by. He's still extending mercy today. The blood that was shed on Calvary's tree still washes our sins
away.
We have a God that pardons, a God that forgives. We don't have to continue on in sin. We don't have to continue on, dear ones.
Yes.
Jesus came to take away all our sins.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
What was book? Am I right?
Amen.
He came to take them all away. We don't have to continue on in sin. He paid it all, dear ones. He paid it all. What more? What more? As the song says, sometimes I sang, what more do you want him to do? What more do you want me to do? He's paid it all. He done it all.
Amen.
So what more do you want me to do? He's already paid it all. All right, I'm going to probably need a reader. Somebody help me out with the reading. I'm going to start out with Psalm 77, 7, 8, 9. Talk about how God pardons. What is he doing? 77 of Psalms, 7, 8, and 9.
Will the Lord cast out forever?
Woo, woo.
And will he be savable no more?
Woo.
Is his mercy clean gone forever? Mm. Has his promise fell forevermore? Have God forgotten heart to be gracious. Mm-hmm. Have pity and anger shut up his tender mercy.
Wow. Woo! Let's see, sister. Okay, 7. Will the Lord cast off forever? I didn't get no answer. Come on, talk to me. No? Will the Lord cast off forever? Or will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever?
Lord,
I'm on some response to that. Come on. Is it Wow. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? Verse 8. Is his mercy clean gone forever? That his promise fail forevermore? 9, have God forgotten to be gracious?
Lord,
have he forgot to be gracious?
No.
Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies?
No.
Selah, think about it. Meditate on it. He's a God that pardons. He's a God that forgives.
Yes.
That's the kind of God we serve. No. No, come on, y'all, come on, help me out. I'm going to get this up and out of here. Exodus 34:6-7. What does that say to us tonight? Exodus 34, we have a God that pardons. Exodus, what did I say it was? 34:6-7.
And the Lord passed by. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth.
The Lord passed by before him and proclaim the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth. What did 7 say to us, sister?
Keeping mercies
for thousands.
Forgiving iniquity.
Transgression and sin.
And that will by no means
clear
the
guilty.
Visiting
the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, unto the third and fourth generation. Yes. He has mercies for thousands.
Yes, he does. Thank the Lord.
He's not going to leave anybody out.
Thank the Lord.
We don't have to be lost, undone, without God. Jesus came and he paid it all.
Yes,
he paid it all. When he was able to say to us, it is finished. It's finished. He went all the way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God as well. Okay, now what was it? Oh, that was 34. Meet me, 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. And I'm going to give you the rest. 2 Peter 3:9. You can be looking along the way. 2 Peter 3:9. What did it say?
Right.
2 Peter 3:9.
The Lord is not slack.
Concerning his promises. But some men count slackness.
But
he's long suffering. To us, Lord.
Not willing that any
should perish.
But all
should come
to repentance.
The Lord is not slack, dear ones. He's not slack concerning his promises. As it says that some men count slackness, but he's long suffering.
Yeah.
He's long suffering to us, Lord, and not willing that any should perish, but that they all should come to repentance.
Yes.
That's the lineup, dear ones. That's the lineup. And here's the things. We're going to read about the things that God will do over him. Jeremiah 33 and 8. And the lineup, the next lineup is Psalm 103, 11 and 12. We're going to get you all out of here. Jeremiah 33 and 8, what did it say?
And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity.
Whereby they have sinned against me.
Yes.
And I will pardon all their iniquity.
I will pardon all their iniquity.
Yes.
Whereby they have sinned.
And you see what you say, Sister Powell.
Whereby they have sinned.
Whereby they have sinned.
And whereby they have transgressed against me.
And whereby they have transgressed against me. Jeremiah levels 33 and 8, right? Okay, I will cleanse them from their iniquity.
Yeah.
I would, you know, I used to think about those iniquities. Look at how many of them eyes is in iniquity. It's the right many eyes in iniquity. We got to get rid of them eyes. Whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquity.
Yeah.
I will pardon all their iniquity. Whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. We have a God tonight that will pardon.
Yeah.
He'll pardon. Okay, that was Jeremiah, right? 33 and 8, Psalms 103, 11 and 12. We got that much more, babies. Y'all just bear with me. Psalms 103, 11 and 12, what it says here.
For as the heaven is high above the earth,
for as the heaven is high above the earth,
yeah. So great is his mercy.
So great is his mercy.
But them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west. As far as the east is from the west.
Yes.
So far hath he.
Removed our transgressions. From us.
Like as a father pitied his children.
Like as a father pitied. That was it, sister.
Okay.
It says as far. As the east is from the west. The east is from the west.
That's right.
Amen.
For as the heavens is high above the earth, and so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
Yeah.
It tells us to fear God and keep his commandments. Like as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed. He's removed our transgressions from us. Am I right? He's removed our transgressions from us. He is a God that will pardon.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, sister. We're going to read Micah 7, 18 and 19. These are things that God will do. We're going to get y'all up and out of here. Micah 7. 18, Micah 7, 18 and 19. Somebody got it?
Who is a God like unto thee?
That pardon iniquity.
Pass by
the transgression. Of the remnant of his heritage.
He retaineth not his anger forever.
He delighteth in mercy. Wow. He will turn again.
He will have compassion upon us.
Subdue our iniquities.
Into the depths of the
sea. He will cast all. What a God we serve, dear ones. He will cast all our sins in the depths of the sea. What was the last of that, sister?
He will cast all their sins.
Yeah. In the depths.
Into the depths of the sea.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going after.
Say that again.
I'm not going after.
You're not going after what, sister? Come on.
Come on.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Woo. That was Proverbs, right?
That was Micah.
Oh, Micah? 7, 8, and 9, he would. Okay, Micah, 7 and 8 and 9. He will remember. He'll cast them in the depths of the sea. And he'll remember them no more. Sometimes we be in a place and we kind of go back over where we come from. But think about how God has pardoned you. How has he so forgiven you?
Yes.
How he's forgot. So sometimes we too need to be in that same little spot. Be in that same little place, knowing what God has done for you. Knowing what God has done for you. Okay. That was Proverbs. That was Micah. Okay. Y'all bear with me. Yeah, that's Micah. Okay. All right. Hebrews 10 and 16. Give me that. This is a covenant that I will make for them after those days.
Saith the Lord.
Yeah.
Saith the Lord.
I will put my laws into their hearts.
I will put my laws into their hearts.
Yeah.
And in their minds
will I write them.
And their sins and iniquities
will I remember no more.
Woo! And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Thank the Lord.
That's right, brother. Thank the Lord.
What a savior.
What a savior. You got it right. I will remember them any more. Because Micah said he's going to cast them in the depths of the sea. We don't have to continue in sin, dear ones.
Amen.
We have a God that pardons, that abundantly pardons. That's the kind of God we serve.
Yeah.
He's a God that pardons.
Yes.
The question tonight is saying, where art thou? Where art thou? And here's my to-do list. I'm finishing up. My to-do list is 1 John 1 and 9, Proverbs 28:13, Isaiah 55:6-7. And I have one more. This is it. This is it for tonight. 1 John 1 and 9. What did it say?
If we confess our sins,
yes.
He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wow. If we confess, this is the things that we need to do.
Right.
That's our to-do list. When we confess, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
It works, dear ones. It works. We don't have to continue. That was 1 John 1 and 9. What Proverbs 28:13 says. And then the next one will be Isaiah 55:7. We're coming on down to the close, dear one. Isaiah, then we got John. Proverbs 28:13, what it says.
He that coveteth sin shall not prosper.
He that coveteth sin shall not prosper.
Yes.
But whosoever confesseth.
Whosoever confesseth.
And forsaketh them.
Shall have mercy.
Thank you,
Thank you, sister. He that covereth his sins, covering some sins, shall not prosper.
Right.
But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them, forsaketh them, shall have mercy.
Amen.
Shall have mercy. Yes, they shall have mercy. And what does Isaiah 55, 6, and 7 tell us?
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Yeah.
Call upon him while he is near. That the wicked forsake his way.
And the unrighteous man's thoughts.
And his unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord.
And he will have mercy upon
him.
And to our God.
He will abundantly pardon. He will abundantly pardon.
Yes, will.
He will abundantly pardon. Wow.
That doesn't sound like halfway.
No, sister. No, I don't. Everything, because I talk to so many people, and I tell them everything we need. Everything we need, God's got it. I mean, everything we need.
Thank
you,
Lord.
We don't have to walk around with our little heads hung down.
Right.
We don't have to walk around feeling sorry for ourselves.
Right.
God got a better plan, dear ones.
Yeah.
And all we need to do is follow his plan.
Right.
That's all we need to do is follow his plan. What else did I give you, Susan? Did I give you anything else? That's right. Here's the last scripture. Return unto the Lord, and he will abundantly pardon. That's what we just read. The last scripture, sisters, Psalms 85, 5 and 15. Eighty-six and five.
For thou, Lord, art good.
For thou, Lord, art good.
And ready to forgive.
And plenteous in mercy.
And plenteous in
mercy. Unto all them that call upon thee. Read verse 15, sister. Same chapter, verse 15.
Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer.
Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer.
And attend to the voice of my supplication.
Let's see, wait a minute.
That's the sixth verse.
15.
But thou, O Lord, your God, full of compassion.
But thou, O Lord, our God, you're full of compassion.
And gracious.
Yeah. He's long-suffering.
Yes.
And he's plenteous in mercy.
Yes.
And truth. He's a God. He's a God.
Yeah.
5 says, for thou, Lord, art good and you're ready to forgive.
Yeah.
He's ready to forgive.
Yes.
All we have to, and he's plenteous in mercy.
Yes, he is.
Unto all them that call upon him.
Yes.
He's still passing by.
Thank the Lord.
So to return unto the Lord, the songs of Finished right here. Songs that the Lord gave me was the first song we need to sing is Where Art Thou? 392. And the last song we need to sing is 443. You may have salvation if you will. Thank you all for your prayers.